Welcome to the Genius Network Show. Want to add more impact to your speaking? Learn the three power words that help you have greater impact and improve your speaking results. How to multiply the effectiveness of your events, webinars, speeches, videos, interviews, podcasts, and more with Joel Weldon. Clients have dubbed Joel Weldon America's most prepared speaker. Always energizing and entertaining, his presentations are jam-packed with relevance, filled with eye-opening insights and practical solutions for the audience. Whether the focus is on leadership, sales, customer service, creativity, or change, each idea he presents will relate to their world, bringing them specific ways to improve what they do and how they do it. If you would like access to the full video presentation, the special resources, and show notes for this episode, please visit geniusnetwork.com/55. That's geniusnetwork.com/55.
When you communicate to your clients and customers, whether at a live event, on a video, podcast, or webinar, you use specific tools to convey your meaning. Those tools are your words. Yes, the words you choose to express yourself create mental pictures, and the clearer and more impactful your words, the better the messages communicated and received. This is what Joel Weldon will speak to us about. Just three words that contain only 15 letters and how they can help you have even greater impact and improve the results you get. Joel's 43-year career as a professional speaker and speaking skills coach make him highly qualified to speak about power words, since he's personally coached and critiqued well over 10,000 presentations and studied what you can do to add even greater impact and clarity to your communications. This can is a good example of Joe's power words. It says, success comes in cans, not in cannots. Okay, go right here. This is Joel's business card, and since 1974, over 500,000 people have this can. And most of them keep it on their desk, not their heads, as a reminder of those words. How many of your customers are keeping your business card on their desk? So, how many? I bet you none, except Joel Weldon. All right, Joel's title is Three Power Words, Using Powerful Words That Impact Your Speaking. Please welcome the totally amazing, brilliant Joel Weldon. Thank you so much.
Okay, stop. You just heard one word. Did that get your attention? That is the power of words. Thank you, Kyle. You did a great job. What words are you using? What if we had, and I certainly wouldn't yell this at a meeting, if we heard the word fire? If that was said at a meeting, we would all know what to do. We've got to get out. That's the power of your words. Your words have great power. We talked about that earlier when I mentioned that comment about what you're saying to yourself. So we need to think about just the words that we use, whether it's to self, ourselves, or others. So I'm going to give you a word. Would you think of elephant? Okay, how many see an elephant, maybe not one on a pot, maybe you see, how many saw something like this in your mind? Did anybody see these eight words? No. Every time you use a word, it creates a mental picture. And Daryl, your willingness and Brian to go help whatever was happening in that room was illustrated by that, that our words have great power. And that's why when you speak, everything you say is transferred to your audience's mind. So whether you're speaking at a Genius Network event, at an annual meeting, or a 10-minute talk here, you're doing a webinar, you're putting a video on your website, which so many of you do, a podcast, or a radio interview, television interview, or if you're at the Redneck Yacht Club giving a speech. Now, all these ideas are in a handout for you, so you don't bother taking notes. So what if I said to you, since we heard we have a lot of financial advisors in the room that are in the money business, I can help you earn more money. Does that sound like a good statement? I can help you earn more money. But if you think about those words, doesn't that infer that you're probably not doing very well? Or what if I said, I have a system to get you into better shape? Now, Fred, you're in great shape, right? Mr. Muscle Man here. But if I say, I have a system to get you in better shape, what picture comes to mind? Something like this. So here's your first four-letter word, even. If you will use this four-letter word, every time you say more or better. So let me give you those two sentences again. I can help you earn even more money. What does that say? This is the kind of person you are. I have a system to get you in even better shape. What does that mean? Jim, do. Is that good? Is that what you wanted me to say, Jim? Magnificent physical shape. It also gives people credit. It builds people up. Do you like that first idea? Yes. It's so simple. And in working with many of you on your presentation, Linda, on your meeting, we talked about just changing a few words that make such a greater impact. So just imagine it's Monday, the third, that's this coming Monday, about 9:37, and you're back in front of your team. David, you have a lot of people that work with you. How many people do you have? We heard Nick had 22. How many in your company? 155. So let's say at 9:37 in California, David's going to be in front of his people, and he says, you know, I just got back from Genius Network. I am so excited. I got so many great ideas. We're going to make three changes around here that are going to grow our business even more. Now, is that a good statement? Okay. But we had that word change. Well, how do you feel when somebody says we're going to change something? Fear, uncertainty, disruption, confusion, all of those thoughts run into mind. A threat or loss if we're going to change something. So you know what these people are going to say, David, in their own mind? Wait till Thursday. He'll forget about everything and we'll just go back to normal because he'll calm down. So here's your second word. Replace change with improve. I've got some great ideas on how we can improve what we do here. You know what people will say? If you go back on Monday and say, oh, I just came back from Genius Network. I got so many ideas on how we can improve things. Well, what do you have in mind? People love to improve. So replace change with improve. Would that help you have a nice day? How many say that to people? Have a nice day. Have a good day. End our emails. It was so great talking to you. Have a nice day. Don't ever say that again. It's a conditional phrase. It means, sure, I'm going to have a nice day as long as I don't get a root canal. As long as I don't have to sleep on a bed of nails, go through an IRS audit and end up with this shirt. Sure, I'll have a nice day as long as I don't have to learn the names of David's 11 kids. You have one of your daughters here, right? And there's 10 more back home. He doesn't even know the names of all 11 kids. Alex, please stand up. Sure, I'm going to have a nice day, as long as I don't have to pronounce. How do you say that last name? See how easy it is for him. Or keep up with Linda McKissack's 101 activities, right, Jim, that she's got planned for this week. Then I'm going to have a nice day. So here's the third word. Instead of have a nice day, make it a great day. If you put make it a great day when your kids leave for school, have a nice day, well, bus drivers, tests, all that's going to affect me. Make it a great day, who's responsible? It's our responsibility. Just one little change, and people get stopped by it. Put it on your voicemail. End your emails with it. Now, those of you in Genius Network that I've been working with see that on all my emails, and now it's coming back the same way to me. Make it a great day. Little things can improve your speaking impact. If you just think of those 15 letters, even, improve, and make, could that make a difference? Mike, you're a master, and we're going to hear about that at sales letters and videos. You spend a lot of time thinking about the words you use because you've learned that if you just change this a little bit, it makes such a difference. And I saw the reaction when I said even. I can help you make even more money. As opposed to I can help you make money because you probably don't have any. Just those little things. So we are needing more political correctness. Now we got Trump in the White House. We got Joe up in front of the group. You don't want to say to people they've got a beer belly. This is not the best use of words. He has a liquid grain storage facility. This would be much better. You don't want to call a woman a nag. She's just verbally repetitive. Much better. And you don't ever want to say somebody is a total ass. You're much better off saying that they have erectile cranial inversion. That's much better for that. But seriously, even before you use more and better, improve instead of change and make it a great day. One last thought, since we have a lot of women in the room. I don't know much about personal defense or anything like that. We have many members that do that. I don't think any of them are here today. But if you do need help, just like Kyle yelled in my opening, help, this group came to help. But if you were in a parking lot and yelled help, we've heard the Kitty Genovese that happened in New York where a woman was screaming for her life and she got killed in front of all these people. Nobody did anything. So here's a suggestion, and this would work for men too. Help my baby. Just add my baby. Old women will come to your help if a baby is threatened. But if it's just you alone, you might be out there all alone. The power of words. So I told you I had a handout. Let me pass this out quickly, and then we'll cover a few things on making your own killer 10-minute talk. So if you could pass this down your way and this the other side, and this your way. And then there's some at the end for the back table, and we have some extras for the people downstairs. If somebody could, we'll just stack them up, an extra stack for downstairs people. When you speak, it's great to have a handout. Wasn't it nice you didn't have to write all the ideas down? So on the first page there, we have the help and the fire, the mental picture about the elephant. At the bottom of that first page, it says the three power words, even, improve, and make, and the examples I gave on the back. Are those other illustrations? E is help my baby. But look down below under some of the speaking ideas. Is there any question, number one, the golden thread? That's the one sentence that summarizes what you say. In my case, it was the power of words. Does anybody get confused by what I was talking about? Are you having a single statement that your audience can follow? Then the visuals added impact. I had 78 slides on the screen. Did it seem like 78? Use more visuals, but make them simple. One or two words, that's it, or a picture. And number three, add humor. And here are five examples of visuals where you laughed. I didn't have to be funny or say a joke. The picture added the impact. Think about doing that when you speak. And now, make it. Make it. Make it a great day.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Genius Network with Joel Weldon. If you would like access to the full video presentation, the special resources, and show notes for this episode, please visit geniusnetwork.com/55. That's geniusnetwork.com/55. If you'd like to learn more about the Genius Network annual event, please visit geniusnetworkevents.com. That's geniusnetworkevents.com. Don't miss out on more insights, strategies, and wisdom like this on Genius Network. Subscribe to Genius Network today by visiting geniusnetwork.com/subscribe. That's geniusnetwork.com/subscribe.